You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
And won't let the Lord tell you it ain't personal. Amen. He's still my friend today. But he shut it down because he came and joined us. If we get Jesus, we can shut down all this mess going on, shifting us in the body. Because everybody got some problem that we need to get to the problem solver. I ain't hearing nobody. And when you've been drugged through on your own account, you sure learned something. You sure had spirit something that going to make me not do it again. Go on and damn me, but I got my lesson in disobedience. I dared myself. You can tell some Christians I do what I want to do. I'm going to get me four more children. Well, you catch hell with the four you got. Go on and get your four more. Then you pull out the little hair you got in your head or your weed one. Go on and do it. But when you get wisdom, you done experienced something. It done got your attention. I ain't hear nobody. I said, God, what is it? Right, what you want me to do with this message here? I ain't smart enough. I just do what he tell me to do. Because I enjoy sleeping well. Because I don't matter what somebody say about me, where you're learning all that. Check on yourself and see what you're doing. Because whatever you thinking, that going to affect you. Is it okay? So it says here, we understand the commandment and all that kind of stuff. But we don't want him to put his word in our heart that we won't sin against him. Amen. Look, this look like it's talking about foolish women, but this talking about foolish people. Amen. That's me, everybody. You can take a bite off this. What is it that we want all this wisdom, but we won't let him bring us to him? We wouldn't have such a division in the church world today. Amen. If it wasn't so many people going to heaven anyhow in their Rolls Royce. I'm telling you. And I'm smart and I know I got it together. No, we should work forward daily. Amen. So he can keep putting us together. And how we going to do the things that he requires us to do, love each other, all the other, how we going to do that if we don't get Jesus? Because somebody can make a fool out of you every day when you minding your business. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Go to these workplaces. I act like you the CEO up there and you get the clout and they throw you out and then you won't have no job. Amen. You got to go up in there. God, fix me where I can make it today. Give me wisdom where I shut my mouth. Who you think you talking to? Get your ticket. Get on out of here. Then you lose weight. Because you're worried about you ain't got no job. You can tell folks, don't do that. Who you think I am? I went to school. That ain't got nothing to do with it when they want to shift your tail out. Amen. Zip up your mouth. Person called me the other day. I said, shut your mouth. You know too much. Just running it and running it. Said, what you say, Pastor? I said, shut your mouth. Now you call me, I'm sick of you running your mouth. Yap, 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 yap. You ain't got no wisdom because you know everything. Because you went to school, that don't mean you know it. Take some lesson in shutting your mouth so you can hear, so you can attain some things, so it'll be beneficial for you, won't be drunk again. I said, you forgot. You ain't heard nothing I told you. But you've been wearing the whip on and the beat down. When you're going to learn? When we are disobedient. This word here, anybody can read it. These children can read it. We don't attain it because you can read it. That's where the body messed up at now. I can pronounce the word. No, you want this word to get in here. And this word here will drive you to a drive, a motivation to get in a relationship with him. Trouble don't last always. It's just for a season. And if he can prepare you for your season, that trouble gone. You can tell somebody what the Lord has done again. And I learned something because he showed me something. And when he show you something, he want to do something. He want to bring you to another level in him. And you'll know that you know that you know, that he is greater than my surrounding. He's greater than my ability. He's greater than that what I thought was right. But I got in a relationship. And he showed me that he is greater. I need him to speak to my spirit man and say, wait right here. Wait on me, daughter. I got a prize for you. I'm going to do some emptying out that need to be emptied out. I bless him tonight. I give him glory. I thank him tonight for the manifestation of his power. His understanding will keep me. We want to understand it. We want to keep going to him about it. Let his understanding come and kick in. And you'll know that you know you know. One time I tried to buy a house because I got tired of people laughing at me. If I heard him, I wouldn't have been made a fool out of myself. You try to worry about what folks say about you. Some ain't living as good as you are. So I give the man all my money and still didn't get the house trying to prove out, oh, I'm in the house. I said, God, look, a fool I made out of myself. Trying to show somebody, prove out to somebody, I ain't fell down. Fall on down and let God pick you up. Because when you're eating peanuts for dinner, that ain't no good taste. And I said to the Lord, teach me wisdom. When you get your income tight, fly the coop and act crazy. Next month you won't have no money. Amen. And it ain't nobody's fault but yours. Amen. That was income tax money. And that thing hurt me so bad. But I learned something. Everything that he allowed is for us to learn something so he can give us wisdom. Amen. Amen. That we won't do it again because I understand that there's a price for disobedience. There's a price for thinking that I can do it on my own. One thing I'm finding out, don't care what nobody say, he will blow your mind when you allow him to line you up for your mind. That I'm not looking at nobody else, but I'm going to look directly at him. And my heart desire is to line up and get connected with him. All the other things just can't keep on mattering to me. We got some things, dear, our heart don't lie on it. Go to him for them. We got some things that been set and assured all our life, but get rid of those things. And come to the place, it ain't complicated like that. It's just simple. Do you want it? And we say, yes, we want it, but we got to walk to New York when you can get a flight there. And this flight will be Jesus, and it'll take you there. I began to say, this understanding will blow your mind. He said, lean not on thy understanding in all thy ways and knowledge him, and I will direct your path. I'll tell you what to do, Nate. That's what we're missing that in this hour. We got too much going on, and it ain't Jesus. We got all kind of programs. All kind of lying institutions. If you black, they're going to watch you real close. So you better keep all your paperwork in order. Or get in order with Jesus because you're going to need him. When you think you're going to arrive and made it, they come and throw one on you. Do you know some people in the city? Thought you had arrived and made it. You're eating cheese now because them same people talking about you. And you're going to do jail time. I ain't hearing nobody. That comes from we can't wait on him. Implement a program. If he said don't do it, you should be in a relationship with him and don't do it. Huh, I ain't hearing about it. He ain't never say he'll give you something and he don't do it. But if you don't believe he can do it, well, then try to do it yourself. But I bless him tonight. I give him praise. He will deliver us from the ways of evil. Evil will come and set in the end of us. I don't care if you got a PhD. The problem is we won't tell the truth about the enemy messing with us. Why we won't do it? Because that make us not look important as we think we are. His Holy Spirit want to come in and release us from our own self and release us from the hindrance of man in themselves. Why can't he do it? We won't let him do it because it's all about us. I've been many places, and I laugh at the people when they say, this time you don't know what you're talking about. It don't matter to me because you ain't got it like that. And it ain't personal like that. Did you hear me say I went to Georgia? The Lord told me to take the suit. The enemy gonna try to make a tragedy, but I did what he told me to do. I took the suit. And he moved mightily. I said he moved mightily, not I. I don't want nobody to think I was bragging because I don't get down like that. He told me to stand up. And that's what I did. And the house was full. Forget all y'all. Because I'm going back to Jacksonville in this rental van. I ain't hear nobody. When we obedient to him, I didn't know what he said, take the suit. My sister said, I said, he told me to take a suit. Lo and behold, I said, God, look at here. But still yet, he wanted to see would I obey him. I'm standing up against a crowd about 1,500, 1,200, there's so many people there till you can't get in there with a midget suit on. But you can't deny the anointing because some folks are falling out up in there. Laugh about that. I ain't hear nobody. Laugh on that on your way home. He's a mighty God. And when we line up to whatever you tell me to do, what's wrong with the body now? I know somebody says she ain't got it like that. I ain't. And I ain't worrying about if you got it like that. Only what I do for Christ gonna matter. Because when I leave out of here tonight, I need him to go before me. And make the pathway where I can go in there. And I don't believe in missing no sleep for what somebody say about me. Been there and done that. Don't want to do it anymore. I learned something. It just don't matter. Long as I'm obedient to what he tell me to do. He said, you talk on wisdom tonight. Solomon had great wisdom, but Solomon paid a price for it. Everything that he give to you and I, that's a price for it. Are we willing for the price? We need to stop begging him for things and we don't want to serve him. Amen. It get real complicated when you don't ask him for a house on the hill and you don't cut him off. Amen. You got your boo, y'all watching big screen TV. Somebody going to have some Miss Mill College. Because he'll let you come on down from your high horses. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. What bothered me when folks get jealous of other people, you don't have to do that. You line up with him. Because you ain't got to pay nav note on them big Benz they weighing, driving. And if you could, you wouldn't no way because you don't like them like that. You're going to pay somebody rent and you don't live there. The devil is a liar. Why would you be jealous? I want you to line me up. And I ain't talking about faking it till I make it. I want you to line me up so I can stop faking. So I can line up to make it. I need you to give me the understanding you are the giver of all things. And you can give me some if I line up with you, but I ain't going to keep begging you for that. Because things is hindering God, people in this hour. Amen. You ain't success till you get on TV and the crowd know you. I just want him to know me. Because the crowd are hindering you from getting to know him. You try to get with the crowd. Every Friday night, if God say so, I'm here. He didn't tell me how many are going to be here. I just need to be here. You get the understanding of what I'm saying. When you are faithful to him, when you're obedient, you'll do what he said to do. He cannot do anything. thing, but allow his word to be manifest for you. Stop worrying about your good credit. Because some people credit ain't gonna get good on this life. It's been bad too long. But if you get Jesus, he'll blow your mind. Hey, here in the body. All them repossessions you done had. Broken and breaking and entering. Got a badge on your name. Can't be trustworthy with anything. You know that's some bad stuff there. Give your resume, start catching a fire before you give it to the people. You need Jesus. Anybody up here had bad credit other than me? Don't be cute on me tonight. That's why you ain't got no breakthrough. You're still lying. Does that have effect on God? He want to give you wisdom. When you obey him, he can tell you, sister, girlfriend, go on down now to the Lexus place with no money and no credit. I want you to go in there and you just stand there and wait. I'm going to send somebody to you. Y'all take this old folk in. Somebody better grab it. How much you going to pay down? Nothing. Don't say nothing. Nothing. They know you ain't learned. That's right. How you doing? Yes, sir. Nothing. Say, what'd you say? Nothing. Get down flat. Because he done told you to come down there. Then you can come back and tell somebody what the Lord has done up there. I'm going to leave that. They borrowed from their cousin. I heard they was a football player. You old lying wonder you. The Lord said it. I ain't hear nobody. Anybody have had a repossession on the house other than me? I ain't hear nobody. Be cute and don't never get enamored. That's the Lord. I won't never be able to get another house. No, you lying with me. I ain't hear nobody. Wait for somebody to buy us one, he'll give you one. And you be right up and down cleaning like you never did before. You don't got wisdom. Look what the Lord has done for me. And you run and tell somebody. You ain't shaming. You're not embarrassed. But we are shame proud Christians in this hour. Done financed your house 5 times. Your car 3 times. Ain't paid none of your credit cards. And you act like you happy. You can't be happy. Too much hindering you from being happy. Can I get somebody in the house? You ain't got no wisdom. You got to kick it in. I done made a mess of myself, so I want to line up with him. My credit bad. I'm bad. Everything around me is bad. Pride got me jacked up. I'm going to loose me here. Folks like for you to be bragging. You got all this and follow you to the store. You get a half a dozen eggs. No, you can eat 3 or 4 flats, but you ain't got but a half a dozen. Don't make sense. Going down wishing you can eat everything in the store. No, you ain't got no money. But I'm great. I thought I was going to do it like I might be intelligent, but no, it ain't that. I don't roll like that. But when he told me to go to this, to look at the turmoil and the trouble that God people is in this hour. For simple denial and reasoning, has nothing to do with your education. I've been around education all my life. Education, not education. Education. It has nothing to do with it. When you done got in trouble with God, I'm talking about real trouble. Some people have been playing like they've been in, but when you get in real trouble with him, he said, now either you're going to light it up or you're going to get out of here. And he don't need your better half or whoever to say, it will not be so. But I said, if you give me another chance, my God, that you can prove out to me that you can. I want you to erase me out, and whatever you tell me to do, I try my best to do it. My God, I don't roll like my husband, Apostle Grant, and I ain't trying to. Because what he got ain't going to do me no good when I stand before him. It's okay if I bring it to clarity. Yes, we husband and wife. But if he wanted me to be like him, he would have put it in me like that. You got to roll with what he gave you. And if you don't do that, you're going to miss him. I bless him tonight. Because he, the only one that gives what we need in order to keep going on with him. My God, I bless him tonight. There are some people think that there's something to play with. But when he give you a choice, either you live or die. And he'll send some people to you straight. Tell you the buck naked truth. And it'll bring you down off your bougie high. I ain't hear nobody in the house tonight. And you have to hear them because he got your attention. You ain't got it going on like you thought you had it. I give him praise tonight. I bless his name because he allowed you to fall way down. And if you think you can get up yourself, keep on getting wrong information. But I call out to him and say, I need you. If you allow me to live and not die, I'll do what you tell me to do. And I've been doing it 29 years. And I got over who's smarter than me. It don't matter. And when he told me to do this, I knew I was a woman. I said, but you're greater. My God, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you tonight. Well, I praise you so I know what you've done for me. You gave me another chance to live and don't die. Always some superstars up here think they live on their own account. Well, you got wrong information because if he say enough, he means it's enough. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Don't quote him no scripture. He's the scripture. But I give him praise for his manifestation. I give him praise for his power. I give him praise for his wisdom. Hallelujah. I will not waste God's time nor mine trying to amplify and identify to compete or compare with somebody. It ain't wasting worth the time. He is greater because he's time. And I keep praising him because he done gave me another chance for time. My God, I bless him. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to break in nobody's door. I ain't get down like that. But I will tell you about this Jesus that I come to have to get in contact with. My God. And I confess. Only he is the healer. You won't be convinced unless you ain't really come to a grip with that. And he's still working on me. Before I worry about what somebody said about me, wherever I speak at, I was in Tampa. And this man, I said, let me tell you one thing, sir. I didn't see where you called me to do this job. And we want to keep it real, real. I know you from the streets and me too. Now, I don't need none of your problems and you don't want none of mine. I'm going to do this. Hit the keyboard where I can sing the song. And that's what I did. I walked all by him. Because you don't matter like that, boyfriend. You don't know where he brought me from. So his wife goes, you don't have to repent for that lunatic. You live with him. I don't. And I'm going back to Jacksonville. And I'm going to forget you when I leave him down here. I'm going to pray and ask God to give you a mind because you're a lunatic. to do nothing but line up with him, where he can show proof to us that he's the Savior of the world. I ain't hearing nobody. We can't come on one accord because somebody's smarter than we are. Well, won't you be that little one and let them be smart so they can get a hold of this Jesus that you said that you have? It don't fly at the door. When you say fly, if it's in there, it'll stay in there. He wants to teach us how to love each other, and we far from it now. I ain't hearing it, but I think if we had more jobs to do, we wouldn't be so busy in other people's business. Cutting the yard, pulling up trees, and doing labor work. That computer just gets you all in people's stuff. But God is greater. How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Stand up, Bonnie. It's okay. But see, what God was placing you in a place for the season. As he allowed you to fall out under the...
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.